Let's pray. For this day, love life, Lord. Help us to share your love. Thanks for loving us in spite of ourselves, for being a God of grace, a God of mercy, and a God of love. Just for today, Lord, let us know your will, and then please give us the power to do it. It's in your name we pray, Jesus. Amen. So our Bibles that we have are full of stuff, right? I mean, what's the old saying? If you want to hide something from a Christian, where do you put it? In the Bible, right? There's things that I've been reading it for a couple of weeks now, and there's stuff that's still brand new to me. It's like, whoa, I never saw that before. We're looking at two creation. Who knew there were two, more than one creation story in the Bible? There's two of them at least. Well, you could, depending on how what deep you want to go. But first one was from Genesis, Pastor read, right? First book of the Bible, the book God does what? God creates. And then the second one that he read is from the fourth book of the New Testament, the Gospel of John. We're going to look at them for the next 35 minutes, so brace yourself. Genesis 1:1, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. Before we go too much farther, this is not a science textbook. The dinosaurs are not in here, okay? This is about a love story that God has between God's creation and the rest of the world, right? This is not so much the how, but more the why. The why is love. Do you ever notice how God creates? Do you ever read that story? In the beginning was the Word, and the God said, let there be, and there was. And then the second day, God said, let there be, it was, and it was good. Third day, God said, and it was, and it was. He said it was good. Fourth day, fifth day, fine, every day it's good. God speaks, it's good. Finally, the sixth day, what does God do? God creates earthlings, creates us in the image and likeness of God, right? And God saw everything God had made, and it was what? No, very good. Look, it's in the book. Yeah, right there. Yeah. And it was very good. So you're not a mistake, you're not a fluke, you're not a flaw. In God's eyes, you're very good. Mm-hmm. God continues to speak through continues to create through speaking. Still does that today to you and to me. God creates us. Here's the Latin lesson. How good is your Latin? Ready? It's a dollar question. How good is your Latin? God creates. Ex nihilo. What does ex nihilo mean? Who said out of nothing? Very good. Yes, God creates out of nothing. So you are created in the image. Pass that back. Thank you so much. It pays to go to church, doesn't it? Yes. Just saying. We'll do it again next service if you want. God creates out of nothing. God speaks. We can't do that. God speaks out of nothing and creates. Wow, how does that work? Well, since we are created beings, we exist because God made us, right? It also says in Psalm that what? You are fearfully and wonderfully made, you, yes. That means you have special gifts because God gave them to you. With God, you are valuable and unique and precious. And God's love for you is bigger than any problem you may be facing today or in the future. That's the story, and that's the truth. Now, do you look at John 1? Gospel of John, first chapter, first verse, what? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was Genesis. In the beginning, anyone get stuck on that? God's obviously a baseball fan. In the big inning. That was bad, wasn't it? Sorry. It's obvious, bad pun. But some background about John before we continue digging into that Gospel of John. Not like the other Gospels. Not my favorite. I always learn stuff when I read John, but it's like, John. John, by the way, we believe was one of the 12, original 12. He saw Jesus face to face, touched him, ate with him. right? Wrote this stuff down, we think primarily trying to go after the Greek crowd, because Greek was all about mythology and about, you know, mystic and all these different gods. This is not a biography so much in this gospel. It's more about big themes. Is that fair, doctor? He's asleep. Sorry, I'm sorry. Right? Unique gifts. This book. John states clearly that in the beginning, Jesus was with God. Matter of fact, he calls Jesus the Word. Jesus said, was in the beginning with God. It's right there, first verse, right off the bat. Huh. Calls Jesus God. Since the beginning, God, the presence of God has been constant and consistent, still is to this day. In the gospel, Jesus proclaims, or John proclaims, Jesus was in the beginning, and this is where I got stuck. That's why the sermon title is All Things. John 1:3. All things came into being through him. All things came into being through God's love. All things. That means you. It means me. You are part of the miracle of God's creation. You're not a fluke, you're not a mistake, you're not a fraud. You are a precious gift from God. When you look in the mirror, remember that you're God's kid and that God loves you. John says that Jesus is the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness does not overcome it. So no matter what the world looks like, no matter whatever the darkness of evil may be, it will never overcome or extinguish the love of God. Let Christ's light and love guide you. Put your hand in the nail-scarred hand of Jesus every day. Advent, it's about new beginnings. We have the gift of a new beginning every single day. Each day is a gift. Suggestions. How about start your day with a deep theological word before you get out of bed? Some of my friends suggest this. They say that it's best to get down on your knees because it's impossible to lose your footing when you're on your knees. Or what else do they say? Kneeling keeps you in good standing with God, but ask God for help every day. Hey, Lord, I can't do it again today without you. I need your help. So relieve me of the bondage of self, would you? Tell me how I can be of maximum service to you and others just for today. It's that daily surrender in the morning, and then at night, do another one of those deep theological phrases. Ready? Thank you. Do a gratitude list at night. Fall asleep saying your prayers. Have the gratitude list of, I'm grateful for this, thank you, Lord, to thank you, thank you, and fall asleep. Advent is a season of preparation and hope. Preparation to deepen our relationship with Christ Jesus, who comes to dwell in us. And then we get to radiate that love to the rest of the world. Our hope and our prayer this Advent is that you would allow yourselves to be embraced by Christ's unconditional love and acceptance. It's time. It's time to let God's love cover all things, all the secrets, all the hurts. God's love covers all things. God directs our lives, so let go and trust. Ask for guidance and direction each day. All things came into being through God's love. The miracle of creation, the miracle of you. Yeah, you. Take care. Come, Lord Jesus. Come. Amen.